Jesus. Rend the heavens.
Rend the heavens.
Keep the heavens open.
Keep the heavens open.
We want to see the angels of God
on the ladder.
Like Jacob did.
Let those angels come down.
And come down now.
And do the work
they were called to do.
For the glory of our God.
We have a praise report later. Okay. I think I'm going to just remind you that we're going to be having some food later, but it might be supper instead of lunch. Because our God is a God that loves. And I really believe that, you know, when we realize how much He does love us, we sometimes get caught in our emotions, and I'm no different than you. I get caught by them just like you. I'm not confessing a sin. I'm just letting you know it happens. But the word that the Lord gave me this morning was overcomer. Just one word, overcomer. And I want to take you with me in Revelations chapter 3. So if you want to take your Bibles and go to Revelation chapter 3, we're going to look at verse 21. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Now, this may sound a little bit weird, but you can't become an overcomer unless you have something to overcome. And overcoming, in my experience, is multifaceted. It's all kinds of areas that need to be overcome. And a great deal of them are involved in my emotions. And the way that I was brought up in multiples of levels of religion. Okay? And I say multiples of levels because we all glean when we're growing up from here and there and here and there, and we have multiples of teachers and preachers and parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. We get it from all kinds of directions. And everything that is not of God has to be overcome. Now, it has to be presented to you in a way that you can see that it's something off-center. When it is presented to you, you need to cry out and say, God, I want this out of the way because I can see it's a hindering force for me. It's stopping me from being what I was called to be. Now, I can't do anything about it until the spotlight of God comes on it. And I again begin to see that it's something that's got to be removed. And if I choose to receive it and keep it, God will respect me because He gave me free will. There are areas that you're going to give up and take back. And you're only going to see it because of the grace of God. There are seasons where you will go back to your first love, like my sister shared. But there are also other areas of love that you've had where there were weaknesses that you catered to and indulged in. Whether that's something in the form of lust, or any other area of weakness that you may have, all of it can be overcome by the power of the Lord and by His grace. But there's nothing too big for Him. Absolutely nothing too big for Him. I'll remind you that if you have a promise from God, and you can go back and take a good look at Abraham and Sarah. Abraham is the father of faith. He made a decision at 75 years old to believe God. I've only got a few years to go before I get there. And then he decided to do it on his own. And when he was totally dead in his body, by the time he got to be 100, totally dead means he can't function as a man and as a husband and as a father-to-be. And he had a dead wife. Not dead as far as maybe her flesh was still there and her bones were there, but her ability to carry a child was totally impossible. Yes or no? Some of you are there already in areas where you say, God, I can't take this. This is an area I can't do anything about. Well, there's a God in heaven that can pick you up when you're hopeless. And he'll make you into an overcomer as you decide to let him do it instead of you. Now, I'm sure that this is way before Cialis and all those other drugs that make a man function. That doesn't make him a father. I'm sure that there's drugs for women, but that doesn't make her a mother. It just gives her a lustful high, or gives him a lustful high, and makes him hold on to his flesh for a little while longer. And I'm not laughing at the drug companies. I'm not making mockery of anything. I'm just telling you, you're serving a God that can recreate to that level. Because we have proof. She did get pregnant. Remember, when Jesus was in the earth, he showed us what sonship was like. He was a mature son of God, able to do that which the Father gave him to do, and he overcame every weakness in the flesh that you can see, including a dead man in the grave that stunk for 4 days. Tell me how much Lazarus had faith for himself to get out of that grave. Have you got that kind of faith? I do, because that's dead faith. He had no faith at all. And his sisters had given up. Yes or no? But one word from the living Christ, one word from the anointed one, from Father's instruction said, "Rise, Lazarus, come forth." Are you ready for that kind of anointing in the church? I'm remembering a man at Grace Church of Christ that came to church every single Friday night. And as far as anybody knew, he looked to be reasonably normal. He always sat in the exact same place, and I anointed him, I can't tell you how many times, under the instructions of my pastor. He had had 5 back surgeries, and he was crippled, totally disabled, couldn't function, and couldn't do anything for himself, except maybe walk a few steps and get himself to church. But every week he came, and every week he decided he was going to obey the Lord. And one Friday night, the anointing of God hit him. He went right in front of the altar. Pastor Gino anointed him with oil under the instructions of the Holy Ghost. And that man was totally set free and had a recreated spine. And we had photographs to prove it. They were called before and after photographs. X-rays. Is it true God that gets the glory, and your God and mine able to do for you what he's done for this man? I can tell you that this man and his girlfriend later on became friends of mine. And that man, supposedly disabled, was awesome on his hands and knees washing floors in the church because he wanted to do something to give back what God had done for him. I saw that with my own eyes. I watched that man full of joy that could function as a man, but it was when you look it back at the history of his experience. Totally impossible for him to be able to get on his hands and knees and wash a floor. And that's what he did. He would never ever been able to get up because of the fusions that were done in his spine. What I'm saying is, to him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father. Verse 22 says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So he's talking to me and you. You say, well, if we had this kind of miracle happening every week, we wouldn't fit in this room. You're absolutely right. You know why? Because we'd have spectators. And I saw many spectators that came to Grace Church. And they all came with a selfish motivation. But out of those, there was a harvest of real overcomers that came to life, and you're some of those. They came to life, not with selfish purposes. They might have started there. We talked about that last week. You know, we start with a selfish motivation, but God then transitions and says, okay, now what I've given to you, go out and give it to others. And stop looking at who you are, that you think you're so important. When you become less focused on you, and more focused on Him, and what he wants you to give out of what you've received, you will be an overcomer. You will be an overcomer. And I'll tell you what the enemy says. Well, look at you. Look at the mess you're in. Look at the hopelessness of your own body or your own relationships. Am I hitting home, anybody? Okay. If you look at all these things, you're going to be in trouble. Because God says, don't look at the circumstances. It says in Abraham's circumstances, it says he didn't look at his dead body. He didn't look at his dead wife's body. But he looked to the one who gave him a promise. Close your eyes right now. Say, there are many things in my life, Lord, that hinder my walk. And I don't do the overcoming because the enemy focuses on me and accuses me that I haven't got. But my words are in line with Christ Jesus. Whatever I need, I can focus, I can declare it, and it will make me an overcomer. That's my prayer, Lord. To be an overcomer.
It's like calling those things that be not as though they were.
Amen. But it has to be directed by God. God gave him a promise. I will give you a son from your own wife. But he didn't listen to that. Because you know what? His wife had a great idea. Take the maid. She'll perform and she'll get a child out of us. And I'll just make it happen because it's legal. Don't go by legalism. Don't go by legalism. Don't go by religious forces. Because religious forces are definitely at work trying to keep us from receiving the overcoming abilities. I want to give you a few more scriptures. Revelations 2:17, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, to him who overcomes. I will give some of the hidden manna. Now, why is it hidden manna? Because it's not going to be seen unless you have the ability to look in the realm of the Spirit. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it. Did you hear that? God showed him what? What did he show, Peggy?
Well, actually, it wasn't a small stone.
It was a big one. So what is he promising us? Will we gain that stone? With a new name? Should be interesting, huh? And the new name will be written on it only to him who receives it. Not for everybody. Not for everybody. Revelations 2:26. Are you ready? To him who overcomes and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. Woo! We're the house of prayer for?
All nations.
How about a few nations? You don't want to settle for a few?
No.
All nations, all nationalities, all backgrounds. It is not limited. Our God is a God of the universe. He showed us the earth today. All of it was promised to his believers and his overcomers. Revelations 3:5. He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot his name from the book of life, but I will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. God is going to use his Son, presents himself. The Lord himself will present you to his Father. That's pretty intense. But you can't have that kind of presentation and overcome by your natural abilities. Well, how many have ever been on a diet and flunked it? Well, good grief, give up! Huh? Well, it's true! I mean, you know, without God's help, you're not going to make it.
Amen.
Okay? And it's the truth. I mean, I'll tell you, I've tried. Several months ago, I kept saying, Lord, this thing's got to come down. You know, this is that special place where you like to put ice cream at night and all those nice things that come out of the junk department. And I'm just as guilty as the rest of you. I cried out to the Lord. I said, I've got to do something. He says, well, I can make you into an overcomer if you'll let me. Now, the only one that has the legs to walk to the refrigerator is...
The refrigerator doesn't walk to you.
Oh, really? Okay. And it's usually around 10 o'clock.
It calls a lot.
Oh, it has a voice.
Indeed.
And it cries out for the wrong things. Please. You know, and I'm using an overcoming ability here because God is the only one that can take those cravings away.
Amen.
And you know what? I've heard all kinds of solutions. I was listening to somebody the other day and they were advertising to my wife and I that they went and got themselves hypnotized.
Oh, that works wonderful.
Oh, it's marvelous. And they lost 30-something pounds without trying. But they cost how many dollars to go get yourself hypnotized? And they didn't dangle a little thing in front. And I say to myself, oh, listen to this. Listen to this! And I'm angry. And I want to speak a word. And the Lord says, shut up. Shut up. Don't say one word. Just listen and let it fall to the ground. Because this isn't your God that they're serving. They're serving what? Anybody got an idea? Self. I want to look good. For who? For the glory of man. And the glory of the woman. I'm not saying a good looking body isn't good. That's dumb. It is good. But guess who is going to get the glory out of this particular experience? And the Lord said, watch what I do with this. You're not to say a word. Just let them spill out. Because they're showing who they're serving. And I will deal with it when it's time. It's not time yet. How many know? God's timing. Don't go back to pray over Lazarus before he comes into the fullness of the grave and he smells a little. And the disciples said, well, now wait a minute. Look, you know, let's go now. He's our friend. Close your eyes. Say, Jesus is not an emotional person. Jesus is not an emotional person in me.
Jesus is not an emotional person in me.
And he won't let me follow my emotions. If I turn them over to him. It's up to me. And this prayer will not happen. Unless I want this for me. So I can give glory to him. Not glory to me.
Not glory to me.
Did you ever go to an AA meeting? Or an NA meeting?
Yes.
Or an...
Al-Anon.
No, thinking of the food.
Overeaters.
Don't they tell you, look it, I kept the weight off. And look it, I feel great. Notice the I. I have kept away from booze. I've kept away from drugs. I am an alcoholic. No, I'm not. It's a demon that's an alcoholic. It's a demon that's a what? A drug addict. Or whatever. Yes, and you can admit it. I know this thing has controlled me. Got me to the refrigerator and back. Very healthy. And very good in the taste department. But deadly, because it is trying to destroy God's temple. I have a job to do. Turn this stuff over to him. And don't worry about the balance. You know what this person said to us that got themselves hypnotized? They were told by the hypnotist not to get on the scale. That's right. Stay off the scale because you're going to be focused on the numbers. So stay off the scales for X amount of weeks. Now, I won't quote how many weeks because it's quite a few. But when the first time that they did, they were shocked because they had lost 14 pounds in 2 weeks. And all of the glory went to them. And to the hypnotist. And to the demon that did the job. I'm not accusing them. Now, please. I'm not bringing any kind of guilt into anybody. I'm not. Because then if I have to do that, I'm doing it to me. But I am telling you, the overcomer in you is greater. His name is who?
Jesus.
He is the overcomer living in you. And it's by his spirit that you can do this. It's not by my spirit. It's by his spirit. Revelations 3:21. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. That's where we started, isn't it? Where is your future? On my Father's throne. Revelations 21:7 is the last one I'm going to give you. Revelations 21:7. He who overcomes will inherit it. I'm sorry. Will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. That goes for male and female. Look at your future. Your future is sonship. Mature sonship. And you know something? Yesterday I was reminded, because of God's grace, of how much of a privilege I've had. Because there's a man of God that was preaching in Spokane, Washington. And I happened to listen to him for an hour and a half. And as I listened to this man, he gave a word. And I almost fell through my chair. It just about opened up and let me zap into my past. This gentleman, who was a spiritual father to me from Spokane, Washington, was named Royal Cronquist. And one day he sat down with me and he says, Kim, there's a day that the sons of God, Romans 8, you can check it out, the sons of God, will lay hands on an individual that will come out of jail or come out of some house of ill repute or whatever, male or female, it won't matter, and the men of God will lay hands on that person and they will be totally transformed and changed, and in a matter of possibly as little as 6 months will be able to do all the things that Jesus did without hesitation. And that was spoken to me. But you've got to be the overcomer first before you can impart it to somebody else. I'm going to ask you to stand. I want you to lift your hands to the Lord. I want you to lift them in front of you. I want you to look at them. Say, Lord Jesus, today I'm making a commitment to let myself become an overcomer. Not for selfish reasons, but to give out what you've imparted to me by your word today. When I lay my hands someday on the ones that Jesus shows me, they'll be overcomers without doing all the work that I've done. But my job is to break ground for this region and get ready for every nation that He makes us work with so that we can be the men and women of God to impart sonship. Because as we are, they will become. And we do the work. And God gets the glory. So it's by these hands, that you're going to fill with the fullness of Christ. From my spirit, I will impart to those you bring. So that they'll be full of life. Because that's my future. Fullness of Christ. Inside of me. Being given out. Through these hands. Through God. Shows me. God has to show it first. God will show first. And I'll obey. And God will get the glory. I'm the instrument. And God is going to get glorified. Through me. And through these hands. Amen?
Amen.
And amen.